This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because it's primary day right here in the state of Washington, where there are 36 candidates, not all of them entirely worthy of serious attention, I've got to tell you. But 36 candidates for governor of the state of Washington, 35 to challenge the incumbent governor, failed presidential candidate, Jay Inslee. We will tell you what's on offer there because it's many, many different parties. It's not just Republicans or Democrats by any means. There's also a big election going on in Michigan, where voters in the Detroit and the Detroit area have a chance to throw out one of the worst members of Congress in my lifetime, the America-hating radical Rashida Tlaib. And apparently she is facing a very close race from a former president of the Detroit City Council. We will cover that. We'll also cover the big race in Kansas, at least to some extent, which could determine whether the Republicans actually maintain control of the U.S. Senate, which, regardless of what happens in the presidential race, is utterly crucial. I mean, the idea of a Senate controlled by Chuck Schumer would be deeply problematic, not just in terms of judicial confirmations, though that too, but in every imaginable issue, because it looks very unlikely that the Democrats are actually going to be surrendering control of the Nancy Pelosi-dominated House. We will also be talking a little bit about a sensational release over in Britain. Somebody leaked the body camera footage of one of the arresting officers with George Floyd. And it's very chilling to watch. We will share to you some of the new perspective that that provides. And there's also some good news, believe it or not, some good news for President Trump and his supporters from a new poll having to do with something else that is being commented upon by a liberal commentator over at The Week, which is that Democrats may not possibly just not show up to vote in this election. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First, very quickly, to put this in some perspective, a Gallup poll. Headline from the Gallup organization: U.S. satisfaction at 13%, lowest in 9 years. And they ask a very simple question. In general, are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the way things are going in the United States at this time? Okay, if you are one of that 13% who said, yep, I'm satisfied. Things are going great. I love the way things are in this country right now. If you're part of that 13%, who are satisfied with how things are cooking along, I don't know, maybe this includes people who want to see a civil war, who are revolutionaries, who love the idea of property destruction and soaring crime and a stalled economy and a paralyzed political system. Okay, fine. By the way, even Republicans who have been very, very high on the satisfaction level during most of the Trump administration, a support for this idea of feeling satisfied with the way things are going in the country. Here's an amazing thing. Republicans, 20% say they're satisfied. That's all. It's just a little bit more than the 13% nationwide. But 91% still approve of the job that Trump is doing. So what does that mean? What does that say? What it says is people are looking at what's going wrong in America, and they're not blaming the administration. They are actually affixing blame fairly directly on the radical leftists who are the president's most outspoken critics. Not the only critics of the president, but certainly his most outspoken. And that brings me to the state of Washington, because I think this is one of the reasons that I feel unsatisfied with the way the country is running right now. And by the way, I'm very unsatisfied with this new attempt, the New York Times running a big piece about Joe Biden missing the debates. Really? They're not talking about just Joe Biden. It's Elizabeth Drew piece about canceling the debates altogether. I don't think that will happen. I don't think that can happen. If either candidate decided, no, I don't want to show up at the debate, I think it would destroy that candidate. I think the debates are a must, particularly this year. But they didn't have debates in this primary that we're holding today in the state of Washington for governor, partially because they just couldn't with 36 candidates. Now, these are people who spent money, who took some time, and, of course, we have a book, which I'm holding, the King County Official Local Voters Pamphlet. And these are not local candidates. They're statewide candidates in an important state, a state with 12 electoral votes, 10 congressional districts. And the first name they have for governor is a guy named Alex Zimmerman. And it says underneath his candidacy, with a smiling picture, prefers Stand Up America Party. It says elected experience, none. Other professional experience, business and caregiver for my mother. Uh-huh. And then it says community service. Alex Zimmerman has received more than 12 trespasses for a total of more than 1,200 days, I think that means in prison, from going into the demo Nazi Gestapo council chambers. Stand Up America and join him. And then he has a statement. And the statement actually repeats the same sentence 23 times. No, honestly. By the way, what is that sentence? Stop Seattle King fascism with idiotic face. Stop Seattle King fascism with idiotic face. Stop Seattle King fascism with idiotic face. And then at the very bottom of the page, it says, vote for Trump and Alex Zimmerman to bring Washington and America back to common sense of by and for the people. Okay, then there is another candidate whose name is Ryan Riles, who has, he kind of has his hair done in a way that makes him have devil horns, and he has a little goatee. And it says at the bottom, I am running to introduce creativity, efficient design, transparency, and diplomacy to state government. Now, he's right next to Leon Aaron Lawson. And Leon Aaron Lawson, it says, prefers the Trump Republican Party. It says, I grew up in Shelton, Washington. I created a family business in 2011. I've never been involved in politics. If your indented outcome for this election is complete restructure from the ground up, I'm the obvious choice. Statement, why is he the obvious choice? I was treated like a criminal growing up because I chose marijuana over prescribed pharmaceuticals. But now the state picks and chooses who is allowed to sell and grow marijuana with its unconstitutional lottery. Decriminalize it and stop the state's theft. Well, if that candidate isn't to your choice, there is Henry Clay Dennison, who says prefers Socialist Workers Party. And he, at the very bottom of his statement, he says, workers need a party that speaks in our interests, a labor party. We need to take political power from the bosses' class and establish a government of workers and farmers. Join the Socialist Workers Party 2020 campaign and read and subscribe to our campaign newsletter. Then the only candidate who poses with a mask, so you have no idea what she looks like because she's completely masked, is Liz Hallock. Prefers the Green Party. And she says, we need to transform Amazon into a public utility owned by the people. Well, there's an interesting campaign platform. If you are satisfied with the way things are going in America, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We also have a news conference from President Trump coming up at 2 hours approximately.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just a few more examples of the infinite variety that the voters of the state of Washington enjoy in casting ballots today. And if you haven't voted in the primary, do so. You can make sure that your ballots get postmarked by tonight or drop them. Virtually every community has a big drop box. I dropped off the ballots yesterday afternoon after the show for my wife and myself and for our daughter who's here visiting us. We would not fill out her, presume to fill out her ballot for her. In any event, Omar Tahir Garrett, longtime activist, it says he's running for governor, and it says prefers Democrat Party. Elected experience, no information submitted. Other professional experience, no information submitted. Education, no information submitted. Community service, no information submitted. Statement. I am running as a spokesperson for the anti-apartheid reparations now movement. My issues and solutions, number one, raise awareness that Washington State is Native American land and should be returned. Colonialism is no longer acceptable. And then he goes on to say, our state must form its own bank to finance ending homelessness through sweat equity. And finally, his most important point, since race is arbitrarily based on skin color, redefine race based on hair color, which is much easier to change, especially for white-minded integrated Negroes, he says, like Court Justice Uncle Clarence Thomas. Now, I'm not sure how you get to change the definition of race if you're elected governor of Washington, but I don't think we have too much to worry about with the candidacy of Omar Tahir Garrett. And then I almost forgot one of the most important and beloved candidates, somebody who had actually cleared the primary before. I looked it up. He's run for office 21 times in the state of Washington, and he once cleared a primary. I'm talking about Good Space Guy. And Good Space Guy, what it says up here, it says right here, elected experience. Good Space Guy is running against perennial incumbents 21 times. Sometimes Good Space Guy survived the primary election to go on to the November general election. Yippee! He asks in his statement, how many robots would you want to supervise to make your work easier? On our spaceship Earth, I've lived primarily in Washington State, naturally, Minnesota, Maryland, Missouri, Germany, and Sweden. I've concluded that we should look upon our world as a natural and beautiful spaceship. Separately, please refer to our world as Spaceship Earth. This concept might improve your descendants' future. Very sweet. I'm sure he's going to draw a lot of support. And this goes on. It's basically, oh, here's one I love. This is David W. Blomstrom, who is a candidate of the Fifth Republic Party. I do not know the Fifth Republic Party, but I know this. Under his statement, he says, on the international scene, we need to put an end to our decades-old tirade against China. I view China as a friend. And then italicized in caps, Israel is the enemy. In fact, my book, Siwa Politics, is illustrated with photos taken with a Chinese Huawei smartphone, which boasts the best cameras of any smartphone. That's David Blomstrom, who is running to be our governor. And it goes on, last one. Cairo de Alameda prefers the Democratic Party. And he says, Dr. de Alameda has always been vocal about the inhuman treatment of homeless and lack of affordable housing. Veterans and foster parents need more psychological support. Housing the homeless and treating their medical issues is cheaper than leaving them on the streets. The money used to clean after the homeless will be used to house them. And I see that I'm sure will go very well. Okay, very last one. I can't resist. David Volz prefers Cascadia Labor Party. And elected experience, no information submitted. Other professional experience, no information submitted, community service. It says David is a member of DeMolle in his teens, like Bill Clinton. And then it says this, David is an Uberus and Lyft driver who saw his income literally die overnight when Jay Sleazy, I think they mean Jay Inslee, shut down the state and is why running for Washington state governor as the Cascadia Labor Party. Because Jay Sleazy has to go. He has increased taxes on everyone, shut down construction on Spokane North motorways, and killed the economy and increased unemployment in this state to double digits. He also supported Crooked Hillary in 2016. David asks for your vote. Please, please check on David's Facebook page. There's something, I don't know, it's very American about all of these folks who, let me put it this way, I think they would be definite long shots. There are five Republicans who are running who one of them will clear the primary because it's the top two candidates. This is part of what happens in the state of Washington, is because we now have what something that I support, actually. We have this what they call the jungle primary, where any party, and it's the top two vote-getters, actually clear the primary, and they're going to be in the general election. They have the same thing in California now. California followed Washington's example. And that means you don't have to run for a Libertarian Party nomination. Actually, I don't even see if there's a Libertarian candidate for governor among all these 36. There's a Green Party and the Cascadia Labor Party and Socialist Workers Party and more, but and then Good Space Guy. But there will be a Republican to run against Jay Inslee. I don't think that Washington is likely to be a swing state in this regard. But there is, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, top of the show, there is one poll that should be very encouraging to President Trump and to his enthusiastic supporters, and it's a poll showing enthusiasm. The Hill reports today, supporters of President Trump are more enthusiastic about their candidate than those who back presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, according to a new poll. 42% of Trump supporters polled describe themselves as excited heading into the election. Only 31% of Biden supporters said the same. In fact, some Biden supporters are so unenthusiastic that there's serious talk now in both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times about skipping the debates. Why exactly would Democrats be afraid of the debates? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Trump is not considering a nationwide lockdown as coronavirus cases are rising in some parts of the United States.
We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health.
So far, right around 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That number, though, would be around 100,000 if Democratic Governors Andrew Cuomo, Tom Wolf, Phil Murphy, Gretchen Whitmer, and Gavin Newsom all did not send patients with COVID-19 into nursing homes. The White House also saying the president is monitoring the situation in Beirut after a massive explosion killed at least 10 people in Lebanon's capital. More fatalities are expected as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An exclusive offer only for MedHead annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Go to michaelmedvid.com for the special discount.
And there are close to 100 titles on virtually every important topic in American history. And that 50% is available to you if you become a MedHead member, and you can get that on a special discount when you use the promo code SUMMER40. That's SUMMER40. It's just $40 for a whole year, which comes to about 11 cents a day. And you have 24/7 access to the radio show, commercial free, and much more. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Today there's a column that brings up some history from somebody who lived some of that history. Her name is Elizabeth Drew, and it's the lead column in the New York Times in their op-ed section. And she was actually one of the moderators, one of the questioners in the presidential debates in 1976. That was a debate that actually made a profound difference because Gerald Ford, the incumbent president, gave an incredibly bonehead answer that I think cost him his comeback. He was making a comeback against Jimmy Carter. And then in the debate, he said there's no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. And the the questioner said, Mr. President, did you misspeak? Did you say? He said, yes. I said there's no Soviet domination of Eastern Europe. And of course there was. And in any event, he lost a close race. But Elizabeth Drew, who has been a veteran reporter, obviously, she has a piece called Scrap the Presidential Debates, and the subheading is They've Become Contests for Unrevealing and Irrelevant One-Liners. And she says the debates have never made sense as a test for presidential leadership. In fact, one could argue they reward precisely the opposite of what we want in a president. When we were serious about the presidency, we wanted intelligence, thoughtfulness, knowledge, empathy, and, to be sure, likability. It should also go without saying, dignity. Yet the debates play an outsized role in campaigns and weigh more heavily on the verdict than their true value deserves. And what she says later in her piece, she says, what is the point or relevance of carefully prepared one-liners? Because that's what most people remember from debates. It's as spontaneous as a can of sardines. It's usually delivered from a memory chip in the mind, having been fashioned and rehearsed with aids. When is a president called upon to put down an interlocutor, be it a member of Congress or a foreign leader? This, by the way, isn't written out of any concern that Donald Trump will prevail over Joe Biden, she writes, in the debates. Mr. Biden has done just fine in a long string of such contests. Well, just fine might be overstating it, but he's survived. The point is that winning a debate, however assessed, should be irrelevant, as are the debates themselves. Okay, and she goes back to the beginning of these debates, which was Nixon and Kennedy in 1960. And by the way, people were so excited, they didn't just have one debate. They had four of them. There were no vice presidential debates, though that would have been interesting at the time, too. They had just Nixon and Kennedy, and part of what excited people about that was that they had the debate, and there were these two young guys. Nixon was 47. John Kennedy was 43, and which is remarkable when you look at our candidates who are going to be 78, Joe Biden would be by the time he was inaugurated, and Trump with 74. In any event, so this has led Wall Street Journal to respond to the New York Times with a piece, Will Joe Biden Duck the Debates? And they point out in the Wall Street Journal, the Commission on Presidential Debates has scheduled three of them for Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump beginning September 29th. But it's becoming a theme in certain quarters, namely the New York Times, that Mr. Biden should skip out or that the face-offs should be canceled. The latest entry is an op-ed by the liberal journalist Elizabeth Drew, who was a panelist during a 1976 debate. The debates have never made sense as a test for presidential leadership, she writes, as I just read to you. What a terrible year to make this argument, says the journal. The pandemic has put the usual political realities on hold, so fewer voters will see the candidates in the flesh. The conventions will be largely online. Press aides will shape the news coverage by picking friendly interviewers. Mr. Biden hasn't come on any Sunday shows since COVID, says Fox News' Chris Wallace. And he added, we will ask him every week. The debates will be a rare chance for a third party to push Mr. Biden on his plans for tax increases and a Green New Deal. Also, and this is crucial, Mr. Biden would take office at age 78, becoming the oldest president in history on day one. Mr. Trump is all but calling him senile, and Mr. Biden's verbal stumbles and memory lapses were obvious in the Democratic primaries. How about when Mr. Biden mistakenly referred to Britain's leader as Margaret Thatcher, who resigned in 1990, or when he boasted of working on the Paris climate deal with Deng Xiaoping, who died in 1997. The public deserves to see how well Mr. Biden holds up under debate pressure while hearing his answer to pointed questions about his policy proposals. If he ducks debates, voters will have every right to conclude that his handlers are trying to protect him from doubts about his cognitive capacity. I think that's true. And it's one of those reasons that it is unthinkable that Biden would actually duck the debates. I think he will be ready, and it could sway the election one way or another. Not that President Trump is above making mistakes and saying foolish things in debates. He might. But it will be a fascinating process. The one thing I would say about these debates is there's nothing sacred about the format. And one of the things that I would love to see, and I think most Americans would enjoy it too, is more of a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate. Now, of course, that was not a presidential debate. They were both running for the U.S. Senate from Illinois in 1858. That's 2 years before they ended up running against each other for president. But the reason they ran against each other for president is because both of them were so good. They have transcriptions of these debates. You know how they did it? No questions, no moderator. They had one guy who got up there and spoke for 60 minutes. Just said whatever he wanted to say. Attacked the other guy. And then the other guy responded for 90 minutes. And then the first guy who spoke got to rebut with a 30-minute rebuttal. And this is very substantive because you can go over a whole series of issues. Yes, they were allowed to take notes, but when you read the transcript of these debates, I'm telling you, you don't even, it's just riveting. Because there can actually be disagreement about the direction of the country, about values, about who the candidates are. They had seven of those debates. Can you imagine? With the that middle guy. And in those seven debates, Stephen Douglas, because he was the incumbent U.S. senator, he actually got to go first four of the seven times. And it is because Lincoln did so well in those debates, and people all around the country read the transcript, because, of course, there's no recording, that Lincoln became a surprise nominee for president in 1860. It was the power of persuasion, the power of oratory. And there's actually a statement by the chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel, who has something to say about the idea of canceling these debates, which is not a popular idea and not a smart idea at all. There's also much more. One of the leading candidates for vice president for the Biden ticket was just pushed about defunding the police and gave kind of a surprise answer. We will get to that and more coming up. 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved
is a high-quality human being.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Michael Medved show, the concerning the idea of skipping the debates, which of course, I do think that even people who are lacking enthusiasm for either one of these two candidates, and there are a lot of Americans who would be in that category, do want to see a debate. And concerning the terrible shape our country is in, I think the debates are particularly important. In terms of the two candidates offering a competing vision of how we go forward, how we repair some of the toxic themes that are so much a part of our politics right now. And the chair of Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican Party, was on Fox Business. And she said this about the possibility that the Biden team might try to tuck the debate. Dodge the debates. Here's what she said.
First of all, this debate thing, the New York Times, don't debate him or do only one debate. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, they're acting as the media arm for the Biden campaign. Biden doesn't want to debate. He's incoherent at best. We've seen many of his gaffes from his basement. They're afraid to put him on a debate stage. I just want to say this. I think it's disqualifying. If you cannot debate in front of the American people and make your case as to why you should be president, as to why you should go up against people like Putin or Xi, then you should not be president. And you need to debate. I think if he doesn't debate, if he doesn't do all three, he should be disqualified from actually running for president.
Okay, when you say disqualified, I don't think she means legally disqualified. There's no way of doing that. But in other words, I think it would disqualify him in the minds of many Americans as an acceptable alternative to President Trump. And he sometimes does get himself into verbal trouble, like last Friday. He was doing a grassroots fundraiser by online, of course, together with Senator Elizabeth Warren. And he said this about the possibility of a safe vaccine, which, of course, many people on the Trump side of things are looking forward to sometime as the ultimate October surprise, something that could turn around the Trump campaign right now. Here's Joe Biden.
We've got to make sure the vaccines are produced, distributed safely, efficiently, and fairly with independent transparency and the full FDA public report made public. Because people are already saying, if we get a vaccine, I'm not sure you're going to take them. This guy's lied to us about everything else. There's so much we can do.
Okay, we do need to make sure, of course, that the vaccine is safe and effective. But and this goes especially at a time when apparently Russia is moving forward with vaccinating everybody in October. And, yeah, the anniversary of the October Revolution, right? I mean, does anyone believe that the Russians might well rush forward with something like that under Putin that wasn't reliable? Yes. But I don't believe that the fine people at the FDA, including Dr. Hahn and the Surgeon General, Dr. Adams, and Dr. Birx, who, by the way, just got groundlessly attacked by President Trump, I don't believe that those people would in any way allow a vaccine to come forward if it were not safe and reliable. The whole question about what happens in this election, there's a primary that is going on right now in Kansas, and it's a primary today where a activist whose entire issue ever since he came into politics has been immigration and illegal immigration. And Kris Kobach was the Secretary of State in Kansas, and he ran for governor in this very, very Republican state. You know, it's been 88 years since a Democrat has won a Senate race in Kansas. But Kris Kobach won the nomination in a very close primary last time, and that was for governor, and he lost. And his negatives are very, very high in the state of Kansas. Now, there's a divided primary, and I do hope that Kansas voters coalesce around a mainstream Republican who is actually going to be able to hold this Senate seat that has been held by Senator Jerry Moran for quite a while. Because it's going to be very close in the Senate. The Democrats need to win 4 Senate seats to assure them control of the U.S. Senate. And given the fact that the Republicans have a very good chance of winning back the Senate seat in Alabama because their candidate this time, Tommy Tuberville, is not a Roy Moore, they're going to beat Doug Jones in Alabama. The Senate seat in Kansas is crucial. So I hope folks in Kansas do turn out and that they nominate someone other than Kris Kobach, who has been giving Mitch McConnell and other mainstream Republicans who want to maintain Republican control of the Senate, as I do, giving them fits. Now, there's somebody else who is facing a very tough primary, and I think she just might lose. Now, there's no solid polling on this yet. She's raised a lot more money than her opponent. I'm talking about Rashida Tlaib, who could be the most obnoxious. She's certainly in competition with Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The squad could lose one of its charter members. Why? Because Rashida Tlaib has been so busy getting headlines, commenting on foreign affairs, and particularly with anti-American and, yes, anti-Israel propaganda, that there are folks in her district who say, hey, what about our district? And she's running in a district that was represented for years and years by Representative John Conyers of Detroit. And Rashida Tlaib was able to win the primary last time because there were a number of candidates who divided the majority of the vote. This time she's running against an African-American candidate with deep local roots. Her name is Brenda Jones. She is not a conservative by any means, but she's a mainstream Democrat. And this particular primary is very important if you care at all about the future of the Democratic Party. And regardless of whether you're Democratic or Republican, I think the idea of having a Democratic Party that is so radical, so far out to lunch, that it basically offers hatred of our country and its institutions, that's very destructive. And I ardently hope that tomorrow we will be able to report that Rashida Tlaib is going to be a one-term sensation, if that's the word. And speaking of one-term sensations, Ilhan Omar, she said she has endorsed Joe Biden. Why? Rashida Tlaib did not, by the way. Ilhan Omar said she endorsed Joe Biden because, well, she explains it.
Right now we have a candidate for president within the Democratic Party who I just endorsed and brought along many of our constituents to get behind and support Joe Biden as the president, because I understand that we've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive, the most progressive platform a president has ever run on the Democratic side.
Okay, is that something that's helpful for Joe Biden? I reported before that when Rashida Tlaib said she wasn't supporting Joe Biden because, well, she's worried about her primary and she wants the all-important nut vote out in Detroit. But, okay, I think Joe Biden got a better deal when Rashida Tlaib said, no, I'm not supporting you. It would be better for him if Ilhan Omar also said she's not supporting him. But most Democrats are, and this will be a hard-fought and difficult election. Bill de Blasio, what's fascinating is he admitted that he skipped a permit process with a what are called Black Lives Matter murals. Okay, these are not murals, it's just lettering. I mean, the idea that this is a work of art and that it's so urgent and the mayor did not follow the rules, we will get to that. We will also get to President Trump's very controversial interview on Axios, which is fascinating, and new perspectives on what actually happened in the death of George Floyd. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.